There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Wednesday the 11th. Ah, yes, horrible day in astrology. Other than that, maybe it's the beginning of a brand new day for many of you. Some of you have been up for a while. Whatever it is, in order for me to put two and two together and come up with four when it comes to Brian Williams equals two, John Stewart equals two. 2 + 2 = 4. Brian Williams has been given a 6-month suspension without pay. Pretty much everybody knows that. The misstatement's inexcusable, jeopardizing the trust he has built up with viewers, the trust that people have in NBC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Conan O'Brien used to work at NBC, and he has his take on the whole Brian Williams brouhaha.
Despite the Brian Williams lying scandal, the NBC Nightly News led in the ratings last week. Isn't that interesting? What a great thing.
Yeah.
Although I should note those figures were reported by Brian Williams. I'm just telling you what I heard. There's a rumor that NBC is going to have Tom Brokaw fill in temporarily as NBC News anchor. Yeah. Why not? I like Tom. Yeah. When asked why Brokaw, a network spokesperson said, because the only other NBC icon we have from the 80s is Bill Cosby.
Imagine Bill Cosby doing the NBC Nightly News. That would be very cool. Okay, so you heard me mention John Stewart. Maybe some of you have heard that he has decided that he will quit The Daily Show. So I'm figuring if they were smart, Kenny thinks that they're not that smart at NBC. If I were running NBC, I would have already signed the contract. As soon as Stewart said, I'm going to leave The Daily Show, I would have hired John Stewart to do the NBC Nightly News and anything else that he wanted to do at NBC News for anything that he wanted to be paid. Kenny, what about that idea? Other than you don't think they're that smart.
I think it's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
I just don't think NBC is that smart.
Well, let's find out. 888-302-3684. Kara, you have cut 1106 there. If you would dig that out and let me know, and you have it. John Stewart talking about leaving. I think that would be... You do have it. Okay, so let's listen to Stewart talking last night about leaving The Daily Show.
Now, I would imagine as this show is airing, there may be information out there right now that the audience might not be aware of. So I will just tell you, Doug Herzog, Michelle Gainless of Comedy Central, gave me an incredible opportunity 17 years ago to pilot this wonderful franchise. And 17 years is the longest I have ever in my life held a job by 16 years and 5 months. Thank you. The upshot there being, I am a terrible employee. But in my heart, I know it is time for someone else to have that opportunity. And that I told you they didn't know. You probably know. Not right away. It's going to be, we're still working out details. I'm up in September. Might be around then. Might be December. Might be July. We're still working out details. I don't have any specific plans. Got a lot of ideas. I got a lot of things in my head. I'm going to have dinner on a school night with my family, who I have heard from multiple sources are lovely people. I'm not going to be here and try and sum up what this place has meant to me over the years.
All right, so we get the idea. So John Stewart's leaving. It's just it's an idea, and if I'm the first one who's thought about it, shame on everybody else. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Ken Kessler's here with me monitoring social media on Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook at Facebook/Good Day. So what do we have on Brian Williams?
Jesse says, if I lie at my job, I get fired. Why should Brian Williams be any different?
Well, it depends on what your job is, sir. If you're in charge of all of the keystroking at the National Security Agency, I think that's probably something that we would take into consideration. What else have you got?
Eric says the honorable thing for Brian Williams to do would be to resign or retire.
Yeah, I think those are very apt thoughts, yes. Okay, what else?
Thomas says, having seen the Photoshop pictures of Brian at past historical events all over the internet, it's over for him. Mm-hmm. Fair or not, a serious news anchor cannot recover from being cast as the country's laughingstock.
He's the brunt of more jokes than anything else at the moment. So, yeah, his career is over. Brian Williams in the focus here. In a moment, we have a lady who is an expert on body language to talk about Brian Williams and his telling the truth. Marianne Corinch is her name, and she'll be with us in a moment here on Doug's Good Day.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar, now just $99. Repairs of Vic Firth F5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Marianne Corinch is with us now in the Good Day program. She's conducted seminars in body language and lie detection for the International Spy Museum, the Department of Homeland Security, George Mason University, the Colorado Association of Code Enforcement Officials. So she has real expertise. She's got 22 books, Kenny, most of which focus on human behavior, including how to spot a liar. Marianne, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Is Brian Williams not telling us the truth? He certainly is the one who's in the spotlight now when it comes to telling the truth or not telling the truth. So what do you, as you see him and watch his lips, I remember somebody has said, you know, how do I know you're lying? Your lips are moving. So is that the case with him, or is he somebody who's been caught in a tough spot?
Well, it is a tough spot because
he is lying for reasons that all of us lie, except that we pay him to not do that. So, you know, there's a betrayal of trust here that we don't have necessarily when the rest of us are doing the same thing for the same reasons, but it seems a lot more innocent.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. How do you know? I had a long conversation about this on the air last week, as a matter of fact, and it was around the starting of this controversy, I think late in the week, about lying or not telling. I don't even like the word liar. It was one of those words that I heard a lot when I was a kid, and it didn't apply to me. Doing what I do for a living sometimes involves stretching a story, shall we say.
Right.
And I guess there's a difference, well, at least in my mind there is, they may not be in other people's minds, between telling a story and maybe making it bigger than it is and you know, saying, did you do that? And you say no, when in fact, yes, you did do it. So how do we work this around?
Well, there are different types of lies, and when we're talking about Brian Williams, we're talking about lies that are embellishments, and that's why I say that we all do it. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of times that, you know, normal people will just go a little bit far afield from the, well, not, I shouldn't say far afield, a little bit away from the truth, because they want to, there are three big reasons for that. One is that they want to attract a connection to a person or to people. And in this case, Brian Williams wants to attract his audience. He is adding a little to the story, adding a little pepper to the stew, because he wants to have that, he wants to lock the audience in. He wants to attract the audience. And so that's a normal thing. You know, it's something that people might do on a first date. Just a little embellishment, and it just is a sign of, I want to attract you, so I'm just going to make this a little bit better.
What makes people suspect and the suspicions come about as a result of what? Let's say in a spousal relationship, a question comes from one to the other as to, why didn't you call me for 5 hours? Or why didn't you answer the question this way or that way? Or what were you really doing? And there's sometimes is embellishment. Sometimes, frankly, there's a lack of remembering, I think. But I'd rather hear from you as to how frequent this is and how do people fix the problem.
Sure. Well, there are several ways that our memories fail us. So sometimes a lie is not at all intended. In fact, often that's the case. You know, you get together with an old friend or a spouse or something. You reminisce about something that happened a few years ago, and your recollection is different from the other person's. Now, that there's no malice intended there. There's no lie. It's a failure of memory, because memory is very, very complicated. But then there are other times when, you know, we'll tell a story, and we know that we're deviating slightly from the truth, or it's, in some cases we're making it far more dramatic. And so, you know, another reason that I would offer you that I think would apply to Brian Williams is that, you know, you want to kind of get a one-upmanship. It's looking better than you really are.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, in his case, he's conscious of ratings. And so, you know, looking a little bit better than he might have if he had told the straight truth is good for ratings. But it also sets him apart. It differentiates him from other people in his profession or close to his profession, let's say Jon Stewart. If he's across the desk from Jon Stewart, and his story about being out there and being a real reporter in a real war zone, you know, it sets him apart from Jon Stewart. It's like, well, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm this and you're not.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do that with other people on a daily basis. You know, we might do it at work to set ourselves apart, just embellish a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was a hero in this project and you weren't.
Yeah. Marianne Corinch, thank you. She's the author of How to Spot a Liar. I Can Read You Like a Book, The Body Language Handbook, and the latest is Nothing But the Truth. Marianne, good to have you here on Good.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our video of the day today comes from the people at Cinefix. Why don't you, Kenny, explain what Cinefix is before we play the audio from this video? It's very good. I always say the same thing. The reason it's in the video of the day box at DougSteffens.com is because it's very compelling video. Having said that, sometimes it's cool to listen to the audio, but we first need to know what Cinefix is.
They're a group of people on YouTube who really love movies. Oh, and they post all kinds of movie-related videos.
All right, so in order to get you ready for the Academy Awards that are a week from this Sunday, the folks at Cinefix have put together a quick video of some of this year's Oscar-nominated films with the clips being performed by children. So here's the audio from it. We'll play a little of this as a teaser, but you really have to see the whole thing at DougSteffens.com.
Chris, I need you here. Even when you're home, it's like you're not there. Emotionally, you're still gone. It's like there's a war going on in your head. Do you even hear me talking? Chris? Chris! Chris!
What? Huh? BRB, gotta go to Iraq.
American Sniper.
You're plastic.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Pay me from jail. I owe you my life. That's what
Lobby
Boys
do. All right, so you got to see this sort of for it to work. It sounds cute.
Oh, well,
so video of the day. Check it out at DougSteffens.com. A lot of people are talking about Kanye West and what a jerk he is, having gone up on the stage. And then he went on the red carpet going out. He does his usual shot in the dark.
I just know that the Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. We ain't going to play with them no more. Fab Alice, Beyonce Video, and Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his awards to Beyonce. And at this point, we tired of it.
You're a jerk.
Wow.
Yeah. The president called him a jackass, I think, once, didn't he?
He did.
The attitude. Val Kilmer has been released from the hospital. He was in for 2 weeks, and nobody knows why. UCLA Medical Center. Say that again, Doug. See, I told you, I can't do it. Yesterday, I couldn't do consonants. Today, I can't do vowels. Tomorrow,
tomorrow's going to be a trip.
Punctuation. Yeah. Anyway, the UCLA Medical Center is where he has been in Santa Monica for the past couple of weeks. He was shooting down a report. He had undergone emergency surgery because of a tumor in his throat, taken by ambulance from his home in Malibu on January 26th. And he had tests for a lot of different things. He insisted on Facebook, though, there was no tumor or tumor surgery, that his health is his business. And you know what? He's right. Absolutely 100% correct. It is nobody else's business. We have these TMZers all over the place with their cameras acting like clowns, and they're always trying to do the gotcha thing. I don't actually know. The thing that is fascinating about the TMZ culture is that they do seem to be everywhere.
They are everywhere. I was
thinking about they are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Who everywhere.
We were listening to that one celebrity who said, I didn't know about this until TMZ told me.
Yeah, right. They are everywhere. The guy's name is what? Harvey Levin?
Harvey Levin,
name?
Yeah.
He's a smart cookie. Very smart.
Sure is.
They are all over the place. All right, let's see here. I was looking at how the Grammys have affected some of the winners on Pandora. Let's see, Brandi Clark, who was nominated for a Grammy Award, didn't get one, had a, 3,763% increase in ads for her.
You even get nominated on the Grammys and your record sales, bam.
Spotify jumped 34% on her stuff, her streams. Isn't that amazing?
Good for her.
It really is, yeah. It is good for her. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in-store only while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Attention construction pros, IronPlanet.com and Cat Auction Services are joining forces to produce the February sale the entire industry is talking about. That's right, two leaders in the sale of construction equipment and trucks are combining to produce one live, unreserved auction in Orlando today and tomorrow. Go to IronPlanet.com. The three-day sale will feature quality used excavators, wheel loaders, tractors, motor graders, compactors, work platforms, lifts, trucks, and much more. 1,500 items will sell over 3 days. Buy what you need live at the Orlando Auction or buy it online. Go to IronPlanet.com right now and view guaranteed inspection reports on every piece of equipment for sale. All the items will have guaranteed inspection reports so you can buy with complete confidence. Go to IronPlanet.com and register free now. The Iron Planet and Cat Auction Services sale has tens of millions of dollars worth of used equipment from some of the biggest dealers, OEMs, rental companies, and contractors in the business. It'll all be sold today and tomorrow. Attend it live in person or go online to IronPlanet.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I are here with in-depth sort of when I get my mind focused on one thing and then I say sorta, it doesn't really fit because sorta gives you license to go here, there, and everywhere. And I want to get specific because in-depth overviews of things are sometimes very instructive. And I think that in a general sense, Kenny, the situation with the military, where we are engaged, the things that are going on around the world that require the attention of our military are, I think, this collective sort of three or four things I want to present to you right now. One of them has to do with the death of Kayla Jean Mueller, or Mueller. How do we pronounce her name? It looks like it could be either Mueller or Mueller. I'm using
Mueller. In the last 24 hours, I've heard both.
Right, okay. So, anyway, we all know who we're talking about. She was captured by the ISIS militants, and now she has died, but it doesn't appear to be... It's not clear to me whether she was executed or in the building that was bombed. Is it to you, Kenny? Is there any... there doesn't seem to be any evidence. No, I don't think we do either. So that's something, as we more and more focus on ISIS and what to do with these people, what to do with this situation, how to handle the problem that we created. And you can stop and back up. We created this problem. We went into Iraq. Well, it was none of our business. We wanted to get Saddam Hussein because he had weapons of mass destruction, which he didn't. He was a friend of ours turned foe. And so we decided it was time to get rid of him. And the way to get rid of him was to topple the government, spend $3 trillion We would be, we'd only have a $14 trillion deficit if we didn't go into Iraq instead of a $17 trillion deficit. All kinds of things that we can attribute to this lunacy of having gone there, wasted all the lives of those men and women, all of the money, never mind the Iraqi people and what happened to their country. Is it better off today? In some ways, yeah. But the vacuum created by killing Saddam Hussein, and that's what we did. We killed Saddam Hussein. Not that he was a great guy. I'll tell you some of the things that I learned about Saddam Hussein and his family, what they were doing to Iraqis. I would have wanted to bump them off, too. When I was in Iraq, it was the stories that I would hear were one after another, just unbelievable stuff. Having said that, I thought then, and I think now, that it was a mistake. We had to stay there and clean up our mess, and we still haven't cleaned up the mess. We supposedly trained these soldiers, but they don't know what the hell they're doing. And when they're confronted with some kind of conflict, they just run away. So ISIS grabs all of the guns. They're all, we're being fired at, and so are the people who are over there, the Jordanians and whatever Middle Eastern groups are trying to get rid of ISIS. And the firepower that ISIS has are all American weapons. So we have this sort of this focus on craziness. That's one place where we have our military involved. The U.S. retired Marine Corps General John Allen, Special Presidential Envoy in the fight against ISIS, says there's a new massive ground defense. The Iraqis are leading this, though. But support from the U.S.-led coalition forces, we're going to start going after ISIS. Command Center said yesterday military leaders representing member states of a combined joint task force to fight ISIS gathered about a week ago at a conference to discuss the way to move ahead in this is perfect military jargon, Operation Inherent Resolve. What does that mean?
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Operation Inherent Resolve. So the Iraqi forces have taken control of villages and towns that are near where the ISIS control center is. There's a refinery that was taken by Iraqi forces in November. Over in Jordan, Iraqi troops are going to launch a major ground offensive in the next week or so. So why are we telling everybody this? Huh? Why is this public information? So these guys can figure out how to defend themselves? What's the point of telling everybody what we're going to do? All right. In another area of military concern, the president says that he will bring back pretty much all of the 1,300 troops deployed in West Africa to fight the Ebola epidemic. They'll be back by the end of April. Why are they staying until then? That's a very good question, and I'm awfully glad that I asked it. Why aren't they coming home today? There is not a need for them anymore. The president, who was excoriated last fall, excuse me, for being slow to start in the response that we put up for Ebola, holding a White House event to showcase how U.S. leadership helped stem the epidemic. I don't know, what do you say to the 9,000 people who died? Well, it wasn't our fault. We went in there to be helpful. It was just the usual government operation. We were aiming to be helpful. We were too slow, too late, and there wasn't enough done. We spent a lot of money. I think was it $30 million? No, it was more than that. I want to say $300 million. There's a three in the figure someplace, Kenny, of how much we spent to build these sort of makeshift hospitals that have not been used and won't be used. Sort of reminds me of Katrina. You remember that the FEMA people ordered 40,000, what amounts to homes on wheels, like the vans that you see around. Then they were various sizes and stuff. These were fairly inexpensive, but we built, I think, 40,000? I think it was, yeah. We didn't build them. We hired some company that sells some of these luxury travel buses, that kind of stuff, to build this equipment. And it sat for months, as a matter of fact, for years. Some of it was never used, just sat in parking lots. Because it took too long to build them. The decision was made to build them to help the people down there, and that was fine. But it took so long to get them built after the order and after they were paid for that they just sat. And many of them are just sitting there getting rusty next to the ocean. And this is the same thing that happened in Africa. We went over there to build these units that were supposed to be temporary hospitals. We didn't finish them until well after they weren't needed in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Anyway, number of new cases of Ebola dropping to about 150 a week. That's down from 1,000 cases a week in October. So pretty much that's been taken care of. Do you wonder what about the participants, our soldiers, and what they were exposed to while they were over there? At one point in time, I think we had about 3,300, 3,400 over there, didn't we, Kenny?
Something like that, yeah.
I think, yeah, it was well over 3,000 were committed to this, and they were, some of them, were right there while the medical procedures were taking place. And whether there are any, I don't think, if there were reports of any soldiers getting Ebola, that would have been all over the news media. So I don't think there was anybody exposed to it in the main. I think there were a couple of people that may have been treated because the suspicion was that they had Ebola, but then it turned out that they didn't. So anyway, there were the number of people deployed to West Africa. I just looked up the number. It was somewhere between 2,800 and 3,300. There will be 100 military personnel remaining in West Africa to help after the end of April. So this is something where we were helpful. That was good. But at what price or what cost to the military volunteers, I put that in a quotation, the people who were over there that were there to build this stuff and to help there. We were told, I think, at the beginning, Ken, if I remember correctly, that there wasn't going to be any direct contact with the soldiers and the Ebola patients. But I think that changed because we sent some people over who were medical folks assigned to the service, right? I think we had 40 or 50 officers who were attached to the various medical wings, the U.S. Air Force and the Army and the Marines, and they went over to work. I think those people were part of the treatment. But they were in those special uniforms, so I don't think there's any real danger. But is that now, we back up a little bit on it, is that because that's what they tell us? Don't worry, there's no danger. That's what they say about post-traumatic stress disorder. Ralph, now, don't worry. It's not really as big a problem as you thought it was. Bunkum. That is bunkum. Post-traumatic stress disorder has affected, continues to affect, those people who were in Iraq, people who are in Afghanistan, people who are in Vietnam, and it goes, I think it goes back about that far. I don't think it goes back any further than Vietnam. But those problems are not being addressed, as we're going to hear in a moment. We have Sergeant Stephanie Shannon. That's her name, I think, isn't it, Kara? Stephanie Shannon, who is a soldier who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, has written a story, an account of her experience, and she's going to explain not only what happened to her, but also what the entire circumstances are that surround those people who have been in service to our country. What are they getting for treatment and help from the VA? We'll talk about that. You may not be too happy at what you hear, but we'll get into it together in just a moment here on Good Day.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. Times, a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Joining us now is promised Sergeant Stephanie Shannon, who is the author of Battling the Storm Within, story of her living 20 years as an undiagnosed sufferer of PTSD. Sergeant Shannon, thank you for being with us. We called you, I think. You didn't call us, right?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
the movie American Sniper, the Bradley Cooper movie that's done so well, produced by Clint Eastwood. How accurate is that in terms of his story and of the story of those who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder?
I think it's a real realistic depiction of maybe someone that has experienced combat trauma and have been disconnected from their family. I think the reality is most veterans do not have a supportive spouse. Most of them struggle with addictions and other issues. As we know, there's 22 veterans that commit suicide every day. So
yeah.
To me, he was pretty functional. For all the skills he had and the tours he had, I was like, wow, he's pretty solid.
Well, I think that's part of the story. For those of you who don't know the story of the American Sniper, he is on duty four tours in Iraq, comes home to his family, and he can't leave the war behind him. And that's basically what the movie's about.
What happens in combat, what I call is a moral injury. When you join the military, when I joined and I served in Desert Storm, I prayed to God I would never have to kill anyone. I had my M16 live ammo. And then when you get put into that position, what happens? You become numb. You know, so the moral injury where you had as a civilian, very concerned about people, but you feel like, you know, I signed up for this. I vowed to serve my country, so it's my duty. I have to kill if I'm put in that situation. So I think that's what it is. It's a psychological disorder that happens, and it's hard for the veteran or the person that experiences to communicate to others, I need help. This is what's going on inside of me.
Why do you think this is so much in focus now? Do you think that our wars are different? Let's say World War II, Korea, Vietnam. How much of a problem was post-traumatic stress disorder, or was it just not recognized? It was ignored.
I believe it just was not an issue because you have to communicate. When I came back, I tried to communicate my feelings, but they said I was too functional. I went to school, got a bachelor's degree, worked as a social worker, but I was like, I'm depressed, suicidal, I'm stressed out. But you don't look like it. So I think the difficult thing is the communication, and also the VA and the military system was not as developed as now. So I'm connected to a lot of veterans, Vietnam veterans, great guys, and they still struggle with it. So I just think it wasn't the awareness and the treatment available.
So, tell us your story quickly. What's your life like now? What's going on with you?
Well, actually, it's a lot better because I experienced trauma I didn't know. I was wounded. I had a psychological wound. I came back and just did what I did as a civilian and worked and went to school, and, you know, but I was dysfunctional. I was estranged from my family, anxiety disorders, and when I did go to the VA, they denied me. They couldn't find my record. And so those frustrations, too, that a lot of veterans have is just accessing the VA system, which needs to be reformed. For all those years, I was undiagnosed, and I knew something was wrong with me. I had civilian doctors running too. I was taken off my job, a stress leave in 2008. I entered the VA system in 2010 here in Michigan, and I'm a VA, and it turned my whole life around. You know, so I had to do the work. Yeah, I had to dig in there and deal with that pain.
You had to do it. You had to take the initiative yourself. So that may be the advice to those who have it. You got to keep pushing the VA because they're not going to do their job. Sergeant Stephanie Shannon, the book is called Battling the Storm Within, her story of 20 years under.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products, or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is grow old with you. I'll get you medicine when your tummy aches. Build you a fire if the furnace breaks. So it could be so nice.
Hi. 53 after the hour, movie moments time. We start with movie music. Adam Sandler from the number one movie during this week in 1998. So Chuck and Kenny and Richie and I are going to present to you three clips from this movie. You figure out what the name of it is, and you'll qualify for our latest vacation, which is an all-expense paid trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. You'll have a cool time there. So if you want to qualify, you'll dial us at 888-302-3684 if you can identify the movie from which this sound comes from.
Bonus points if you can tell us whose guitar he is playing. There's a rock star on the plane and he borrows his guitar. And if you can tell us who that is, bonus points.
I'm going to know that beside you. 888-302-36. Everybody will know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know it. I don't remember this movie, actually. And I do kind of like Adam Sandler. All right, what's the next clip, Richie?
The next clip is this.
Do you have any experience?
No, sir, I have no experience, but I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little. I keep it in a jar on top of my refrigerator.
I'd like to put more in that jar. That's where you come in.
Uh-huh. All right. Name of the movie. Chuck, you remember this movie, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Good movie. All right, last clip, last chance.
Hey, buddy, I'm not paying you to hear your thoughts on life. I'm paying you to sing.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
All right, 888-302-3684. We'll figure out what the movie is and qualify somebody for our latest trip in just a moment here on Good Day.
Okay.
Energy.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you, but if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Don't forget the Iron Planet auction that's going on in Orlando, Florida this week. Anybody who's involved in construction, this is the place for you to buy your equipment. It goes tomorrow through Friday. Go to ironplanet.com, the leader for online auctions of heavy construction equipment, farm equipment, that sort of thing. These people have sold $4
million. I've been to that Orlando auction.
Oh, my God.
Massive.
1,500 items
are
there from all over the country. So if you're in the construction business, you're looking for equipment, this is the place to go. The auctions go without a reserve price. So buy what you need live at the auction or online, ironplanet.com. All right, let's see if we've got, it looks to me like this was fairly much in the bank. Casey, how are you doing? Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm happy to have you asked me. All right, so Casey, what do you think this movie is, Adam Sandler's movie?
I think it's The Wedding Singer.
You think it's The Wedding?
The Wedding Singer.
No, it's not The Wedding Singer. Good guess, though. Yes, it is. No, yes, it is. What am I talking about? I'm thinking the movie was Grow Old With You. That's the name of the song from The Wedding Singer.
Correct.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so you qualify.
Casey, do you know whose guitar he's playing on that?
I do not.
All right, so go ahead. Tell everybody. Billy Idol's good. All right. And he was on the plane with him.
He was on the plane, yeah.
All right, okay. All right, Casey, congratulations. You qualified for our next drawing for a vacation to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Hold on a second. We'll make sure we get all the information from you as Chucker brings us up to date on movie news.
This is good news for superhero fans. Sony Pictures and Marvel Entertainment announced they formed a partnership in which Marvel, for the most part, will creatively control the next, the Spider-Man character, Spider-Man, which will be recast. Andrew Garfield played him in the last two films, which were sort of ho-hum, will be first seen in a Marvel movie and then they'll do a standalone Spider-Man movie, which will be released in July of 2017. If you like superhero movies, that's really good news. Doug, I got a chance to see Warner Brothers and the Wachowskis' $205 million sci-fi epic Jupiter Ascending over the weekend, and it truly is one of the biggest creative bombs I've seen in the last 20 years.
It took in like $13, $14 million. Tatum Channing doesn't work in that kind of a role.
It sort of makes Battlefield Earth look good.
Yeah, it looked like, I've seen the trailer, it looked awful. It looked like a horrible waste of time. And that's too bad, but that's the way it goes. That'll maybe cut back on the number of those horrible creature features that they've been making. People getting tired of watching them. Chuck Curry, nobody ever gets tired of listening to him. He's here every day at this time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.